From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama and Republicans are still wrangling over how to revamp the health care system, with the White House pushing for swift change and Republicans demanding more time. The issue dominated their weekly addresses today, which focused on the impact on small business owners. The likelihood that the White House will see Congress pass a bill by August is low, and that was reaffirmed yesterday by the number two Democrat in the House, as NPR's David Wellner reports.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer's announcement that the House won't vote on a health care bill before September follows a similar health care vote postponement by the Senate's Majority Leader, Harry Reid. President Obama had hoped that both chambers of Congress would not leave for the August recess without first passing health care bills. But Hoyer said there's not enough time to allow proper consideration of such legislation before leaving, since one House committee has yet to approve a health care bill that two other committees have already considered. Hoyer promised that the third committee will complete the bill before the August break.
And we have every intention of passing a health care reform bill and sending it to President Obama for his signature by the fall.
President Obama has said he wants to sign a revamping of health care by the end of the year. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Demonstrations are being held worldwide today for the release of jailed political dissidents in Iran. Opposition leaders inside the Islamic Republic are also fighting for their jailed supporters after one died in prison. Dale Gavlak has more.
A reformist website said the son of an advisor to defeated conservative candidate Mohsen Rezai was killed in a Tehran prison after he was detained in post-election unrest. Rights groups say hundreds of people, including senior pro-reform activists, journalists, and intellectuals, were arrested. The opposition hopes that enlisting the support of the clerics will provide an effective counterweight to Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei, who has a final say in political matters. But Khamenei has dismissed claims that President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad won the election through massive vote fraud. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak-Naman.
Polls are closed in northern Iraq, where Kurds in the largely autonomous region voted for a president and parliament. People are hoping the results will lead to better ties with Baghdad, especially in the dispute over oil and land. Many Kurdish voters have also expressed hope that new leadership will crack down on corruption. A Pakistani court has postponed the closed-door trial of five suspects in the Mumbai attacks by a month. The government's prosecutor says formal charges against the accused have yet to be finalized. The move is expected to anger India, which has accused Pakistan of being complicit in the shooting attacks that killed 166 people last year. This is NPR. Space Shuttle Endeavour heads home early next week after more than a week of risky spacewalks. One more is scheduled Monday. The astronauts have done maintenance work on the International Space Station, including critical battery changes yesterday. That spacewalk lasted more than 7 hours. The Endeavour launched July 15th to deliver the final piece of Japan's space lab. An unusual discovery was made in the Netherlands this week. The severed head of an African chief who was hanged and decapitated by a Dutch general more than 170 years ago has been found and returned to Ghana. Details from NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton.
While researching a book on Ghana, Dutch writer Arthur Yapin came across King Bedubuntu II's head and has been on a crusade ever since to have it returned to Ghana. Yapin said the head has spent the past century and a half in formaldehyde, perfectly preserved.
It's a wonderful sight. It's a man, about 35 years old, little beard. It's a person, and from the moment I looked at him, I knew we had to go back.
King Bedubuntu had his head chopped off after reportedly decapitating two Dutch officials in Gold Coast. An 1830s colonial expedition returned to Holland with the king's head, which ended up at Leiden University Medical Center. Ghana requested its return, noting that if the head remained unburied, the king would be hunted in the afterlife. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
Alberto Contador is on track to winning the Tour de France after completing the punishing mountain ride in the next-to-last stage of the cycling race. Lance Armstrong, the 7-time champ, is third. This is NPR.